For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about cricket, one of Britain's most popular sports.
In fact, I think it's the second most popular sport in the UK.
After football.
Yes.
It's complicated, Richard.
It is. It can be complicated, yes.
Okay, let's try and explain the rules.
Well, the first thing is, the aim is to score more runs than the opposition. Two teams with 11 players, and they take it in turn. One team bats and the other team bowls.
Right, so they field.
Exactly. So they play on a pitch, which is called a wicket, which is 22 yards long.
Okay.
And they start off, one batsman is at one end and the other batsman is at the other end. The bowler bowls the ball at one of the batsmen, he hits it, and then he runs to the other end, while the second batsman runs towards the first end.
So then they change over?
If they score one run, they change over. Of course, if they score two runs, the first batsman comes back to where he started and he gets another go.
He gets another go. They don't always run, though, do they?
Well, if the batsman hits the ball out of the ground,
right,
the ball doesn't bounce, that's six.
So they get six runs without running?
Six runs. If he hits it out of the ground, but the ball is bounced before it goes out of the ground, that's four runs.
Okay. So the batters are running backwards and forwards.
Right.
Okay. How do they get out?
There are two main methods of getting out. The bowler hits the stumps.
Now, hold on. The batter is standing, the batsman is standing by the stumps,
yes,
in front of the stumps.
Yes, he's guarding the stumps.
Okay.
But if the bowler hits the stumps with the ball, he's out.
Right.
And the second method is if the batsman hits the ball into the air and one of the fielders catches it.
Without it bouncing?
Without it bouncing.
Okay.
And then a new member of the batting team comes out to replace him. And once all of the batting team are out, then they swap over.
Okay, so the team that were batting are all out, and then the team that were fielding, they come in and they swap over then.
Exactly. And then the second team try to get more runs than the first team. And if they do that, they win. And if they're all out before they get to the score, then the first team wins.
Not the same bowler, is it, all the time? That changes.
Yes. The bowler bowls six balls, and that's called an over. And then they swap over. A new bowler bowls six balls.
OK, so they change around as well.
Yes, because they get tired, don't they? Usually each team has about four or five bowlers in there.
So the teams will have good bowlers and good batters then?
Exactly. All of the members of the team bat, but only a few of them bowl.
So we've said how popular it is in Britain, Richard, but it's not really played around the world very much, is it?
It's very, very popular in the Commonwealth countries, especially the Indian subcontinent. It's the number one sport in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka.
OK, and it's obviously played in Australia.
Australia and New Zealand, South Africa and the West Indies.
It's a summer sport, isn't it, Richard? We love playing it in the summer.
Yes, usually it's football in the winter, cricket in the summer.
But unlike football, you can't play it in all weathers.
No, if it's raining or if it gets dark, they go off the field.
Yeah, rain stopped play.
I don't like cricket. I love it.